So when it comes to the food of the worldly, life, how much more we must look forward to the food of the ukhrawi life, the life that is there forever, the life of the akhirat. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this good deed to do, that good deed to do, this cause to eat, that cause to eat, as far as good actions are concerned. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man tawadda'a fa ahsana al-wudu'a, thumma ata al-jumu'a, fa-istama'a wa ansata, ghufira lahu ma baynahu wa bayna al-jumu'ati, wa ziyadatu thalathati ayyamin, wa man massa al-hasa faqad lagha, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs a perfect wudu, then he attends the Jumu'ah Salah. So the first thing is, whoever performs a perfect wudu, in other words, he fulfills all the requirements of wudu. That how the wudu is supposed to be done, he does it properly. He doesn't do it haphazardly. He takes into account all the sunnah of wudu. He takes into account all the mustahabbat of wudu. So he makes his wudu properly. In other words, he doesn't waste water also, and he doesn't leave out any of the sunnah, any mustahabs of wudu. He does his wudu properly. So this is the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. That person who performs a perfect wudu, then he attends the Jummah Salah. Then he goes to perform Jummah Salah. So here from this part of the hadith we see that a man is supposed to go out for Jummah Salah. He's supposed to make his taharat, prepare, and he's supposed to go out for Jummah Salah. This is the way of performing Jummah Salah. Not that he performs Jummah Salah in his office or in his job or in his factory, but he goes out to perform Jummah. It's a different case if a person doesn't have facilities for Jummah Salah. That's a different case. But nowadays there seems to be a trend where people find it convenient just to read at work, that few people get together in one office, few people get together in the business, few people get together in the shop, or sometimes few people get together in one complex, and they're reading the Jummah Salah. Here we see the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, person who performs a perfect wudu, and then he proceeds, he attends the Jummah Salah. Next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, he listens attentively to the sermon, to the khutbah that is given. He's listening very, very carefully. And he remains silent. He will have his sins forgiven until the next Friday and another 3 days more. In other words, for 10 days, Allah Ta'ala will forgive this person's sins, his minor sins, the kindness and clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this person, what he did was he made wudu, he attended the Jummah Salah, he listened attentively, he remained silent, he'll have his sins forgiven until the next Friday and another 3 days more. But a person who plays with pebbles has involved himself in a futile act. What it means is, in those days, they would read Salah on sand. So on the sand now you got pebbles. So a person that is playing with pebbles, it shows that he's not concentrating on the khutbah, his mind is wandering, therefore he's got time, the khutbah is on and he's playing with the pebbles. So what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, but a person who plays with pebbles has involved himself in a futile act. One thing we learn from here is that the reward for a single day of Jummah Salah is multiplied 10 times. One Jummah Salah is multiplied 10 times. Therefore we should give Jummah Salah its due importance and its due care, that so much Allah Ta'ala is willing to give, that till the next day and next Jummah plus 3 days more, a person's gunas are forgiven. Here he's referring to minor sins that are being forgiven. But a person, all he did was he just took ihtimam. This is the key word, that he gave extra importance to the day of Jummah. He gave the khutbah its importance. He gave his taharat and wudu its importance. He didn't get involved in anything futile. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked this. Never ulama explained that you'll find with the regards to the hadith of miswak, when person performs salah, as-salat allati yushtaku laha, ala salat allati la yushtaku laha, 70 dha'fa, or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that salah wherein miswak is made, person makes miswak before the salah, versus that salat wherein miswak is not made, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that salah where miswak is made is multiplied 70 times more. Salah, both are the same. One miswak is made, person is making his wudu before salah, he's making miswak, or he already had wudu, now he just makes miswak before that salat. Then what happens? That salat is multiplied 70 times more. So, I'm going to explain why is there so much of reward for just making miswak before wudu. It's because of this ihtimam. Person is giving extra importance to that salah, so Allah is giving him extra reward. Here a person is giving extra importance to the Jummah, and he's giving it its due care, Allah Ta'ala is giving extra reward. So when it comes to dini matters, when we give extra importance, Allah Ta'ala is willing to give so much more in return. In one hadith it comes that even when the khutbah is on, even to instruct somebody to do something, person shouldn't be instructing anybody to anything. Different case, the imam, he is allowed to instruct, but not anybody else. Amr bin Ma'ruf, Nahiyan il Munkar, the imam can do from the member. But even people that are sitting in the crowd, they see somebody doing something that is not correct, so much attention they should be giving to the khutbah, that they shouldn't even correct the person next to them that is doing something that is incorrect. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.